From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The UN Security Council votes unanimously to pass a resolution pushed by the United States depriving North Korea of $1 billion in revenue, UN Ambassador to the Nikki Haley.
The price the North Korean leadership will pay for its continued nuclear and missile development will be the loss of one-third of its exports and hard currency. This is the most stringent set of sanctions on any country in a generation.
The move for additional sanctions is response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th, which showed North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with these missiles. China's foreign minister, Wang Yi, held a bilateral meeting with his North Korean counterpart on the sidelines of the ASEAN meetings in Manila. Wang said that he urged Pyongyang to adhere to U.N. resolutions. Russia said Sunday that the U.S. is soon sending its envoy for negotiations over unrest in eastern Ukraine to Moscow for talks about the ongoing violence there. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov made the announcement after an hour-plus meeting in Manila with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. It was the first high-level contact between the two countries since U.S. President Donald Trump last week reluctantly signed new sanctions into law to punish Moscow for interfering in the 2016 presidential election, supposedly to help President Trump win. Lavrov said that the U.S. diplomat Kurt Volker would meet with Russia's envoy for the Ukraine crisis. Volker last month visited eastern Ukraine, where Russian-backed separatists have been fighting Kiev's forces for more than 3 years. This is VOA News.